This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. What did you do over the long weekend? Did you have a good long weekend? I hope you did. I hope you enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend, remembering the troops, remembering your loved ones, the people who are no longer here to share that time with you, remembering your friends. Yeah, I mean, they're probably included amongst your loved ones. And even those that couldn't spend time with you that you may have wanted to. My uncle, my uncle died last week. As I mentioned, shares my birthday, my father's younger brother, and the guy who sort of brought the Jackson family back together because we were in disarray. Just telling you, my great-grandmother on my dad's side, alcoholic. My grandfather, alcoholic. He passed away years ago. My father, alcoholic, drug addict, and terrible person. He's dead. And family in disarray due to all of the dysfunctions that were occurring there. And I talk about it in my book, The Big Black Lie. So my uncle gets out of prison, shares my birthday. He used to call me up from prison. Hey, nephew, how you doing? You know, your Uncle Ray, you know, blah, 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 I'm about to get out. You know, you can help me get a job. You know, I can get out there and, you know, let me, you know, help with my parole. And we did everything we could. He gets out of prison, becomes a preacher. I mean, a true man of God, not a fake. And lived his life on the up and up until the day he died. He went into the hospital, had cancer. Went and got checked out in January, went to the hospital for sort of a routine surgery, and things started going downhill from there. And a few months later, after they told us, you know, because he started having kidney failure and some other stuff, they thought, well, it'll last 3 to 6 months. This was the day before he died. They told me he'd last 3 to 6 months. So you never know. But anyway, so every year, I trek up to Indianapolis for the Indianapolis 500 thinking I'm going this year to say my goodbyes. I'm literally days away from seeing him, and he dies. And so we couldn't get to the funeral on time, and it wasn't because I was on colored people time or CPT. I wasn't on CPT. Son had to finish his last day of school, say goodbye to his friends, couldn't leave for various reasons, got there after the fact. Family's all getting together on that side. So the next day, we all get together again, the family, and they tell me his wife, Donna, doesn't want anything to do with the family. So we're back in this dysfunction, to some degree. And she didn't let people speak at the funeral, and I was like, wow, I'm glad I didn't go, because I would have spoken. I would have just gotten up and said, I know this may be improper, but I'm going to get up and say a few words about my uncle. He was a guy that told me stories about the family that I never knew on our side of the Jackson side of the family, my dad's side, because I was raised by my mother, thankfully. Because I'm telling you, it's some bad news over there where my uncle said, hey, nephew, it's not all bad. You got doctors and lawyers and professors. One of the professors in our family is named Kevin, travels routinely to Europe to teach political science. His brother is an attorney. We've got politicians. He's like, these guys have written books before you ever wrote a book, Kev. I was like, really? So I was at my great Aunt Mary's, who she's turned 104. I got to see her this weekend. I hope you guys have relatives that are older that you can go talk to and get wisdom. But I talked to my Aunt Mary. She's 104 years old. She looked better than when I'd seen her 2 years ago when she was 102. She's getting younger, folks. And she's telling me, you look so good. The family looks so good. She loves, loves, loves my little boy. She loves all of them, but she really dotes on the youngest. She just thinks he's the brightest, coolest kid. She said, I would spoil him rotten. You wouldn't want him back when I'm done with him. But anyway, so they wanted to make sure I understood there were good parts of our family, that everybody didn't go to prison and all this other stuff. And you know what? 10, 12 years ago, when I first met that side of my family, I needed that. because that's the way I looked at them. My frame of reference were two men on my side of the family who'd gone to prison, my dad and his uncle. These are the people I was in constant contact with outside of my grandmother on their side of the family, who called occasionally on my birthday and stuff like that. So spent time with them. Donna didn't, her, my uncle's wife, didn't want to let everybody speak. She was very standoffish and things like this. Have no idea what the dynamic was, but people were not, they weren't happy about that. But we did get to visit with family. We talked politics. Of course, they're mostly leftists. They're mostly Democrats. And my aunt, who's, it was her brother who died, she took me outside and said, you know, she cried and said, you know, always felt like, Kevin, you were up here and we were down here, you know, giving it levels, like I was, you know, Mr. Bourgeois and they were this, you know, black trash. And I'm like, I've never thought of you that way. I said, I'm really sorry you feel that way, because nobody in my family thinks of you that way. We look at it as, there but by the grace of God go I, for any circumstance that happens in the family. And I said, have you broken the cycle? She says, I did. I said, you should be proud. You got three children who've broken the cycle. You know what? What I feel good. I have four kids. They're none of them. I mean, knock on wood, but I don't think any of them will ever see the inside of a prison unless they're going to talk to someone, you know, somebody else in the family. They're good kids. They've done lived life by the book, the way I was taught to live it, and I taught them. We've started that generation. I'm sure many of you have done that as well. We've all got our peccadillos in the family, right? We got the crazy uncle, the crazy this, the Anthony, you know, whatever. But I'm not embarrassed, but that's why I talk about it openly. So anyway, I got to spend time with him. I saw my cousin who just got, he's now dancing on the Lion King. We were so excited about this. And you know what? He's a, what I would call a dyed-in-the-wool leftist. I'm going to get back to the political thing, but he wanted to hear what I had to say. And his younger brother, William, that was a Gregory, his younger brother, William, wants to be a pastor. And I'm hearing him say things that, of my influence on his politics. I'm hearing my cousin, Jennifer, she's I think Jennifer's 40 now. She's like staunchly conservative, argues constantly with her mom, my Aunt Debbie, who's, you know, the sister of my uncle who passed away. And she's like, Kevin, I can't even talk to Mama, because we differ so politically. She's like, I voted for Trump. I'm proud of it. I'm in shock. My cousin, her brother, Kenny, is going, I don't pay attention to politics. He goes, you know who I go to for politics? And he points at his sister, his younger sister, Jennifer. That's who he points to for politics. I'm like, well, good. So it was refreshing, though, to just be amongst family, right or wrong, under obviously not great circumstances, but, you know, just getting to see them and interact. And I hope you got to do the same thing. But meanwhile, lots was going on, and we're going to talk about that today. Didn't mean to give you guys too much inside baseball into my family life, but hey, it's what it is. Anyway, we'll be back. Bullying of Paul Ryan, new rules for airlines, much coming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hakuna Matata. I don't know what that means, but I just went to see The Lion King, and I'm going to go see it again because my nephew, he's my cousin, but he's like my nephew, he's dancing in The Lion King now, just got his role. But and we went to see him because we were in Indianapolis at the Indianapolis 500. Those cars, to watch those cars is amazing. It really is. I'm not a race fan, but that is the fastest whatever number of hours, 200 laps in racing. I mean, it's just so blazing fast. It's not even funny. Here's what I would do. Me and my little boy went to the very front where you could just watch the cars. We're right across from pit row. And the car would go by, and as soon as the car would go by, we'd watch it, and then we'd flick our head, you know, to the right, from the left to the right, from when it hit, when you could visually see it in front of you to foo. And I'm not kidding you, that car, in a split second, is already a quarter mile down the track. Before your head finishes looking, it's a quarter mile down the track. It is utterly ridiculous. And they've toned them back to where they're not as loud. Those cars are still loud, if you're up there, you better have those earplugs in. But here's my observations about the Indianapolis 500. 300,000 people showed up, folks. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Kevin, there was a lot of white folks there, and you would not be kidding. There were, oh, I don't even know. I don't want to take a guess, but if I had to hazard a guess, I'm going to say there were 298,000 white folks and 2,000 other. All right? I'm talking Asians, I'm talking Indians, I'm talking whatever. I didn't see any Muslims, because trust me, we had our eye on anybody that looked sort of, that had the beard and the potential name of Ahmed, you know? But I didn't see any Muslims. But I saw everything else. So it's 298,000 crazy white people with farmer's tans that should make them embarrassed. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, every flavor of white you can imagine, from fish belly white to, as I said, ugly farmer's tan. And it was a sea of white people, a sea of them. And there were a few white people. In fact, there were some interracial couples and, you know, black, just whole black families. It was the whole spectrum of black in that few hundred, you know, blacks I saw. And here's the thing. None of them, not a single one, was lynched at the Indianapolis 500. And it got me thinking about this. Over the past 11 years, I've been going to this race. And I've never seen any blacks lynched. And here's the thing about that. It's always overwhelmingly white. You would think they would have a race day with, in 10 or 11 years where we would just be black folks. Nope. They open it up to everybody every year. And every year I go, I see lots of white folks. A couple of them recognize me. One guy says to me, "Hey, Steve Dace says to tell you hello." I'm thinking, Steve Dace, you know, he's a radio guy. And I said, "How do you, just out of curiosity, how do you know Steve Dace?" He says, "I'm on a sports board, and I told him I was coming to the Indianapolis 500 and I would see you, because he knows, this guy knows I'm going to be there every year." And he says, and he told me to tell you hello. Okay. And the guy that told me is a big time lefty. So anyway, back to the race. So all these white folks, and you would, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Kevin, were you just a little bit scared? And here's the deal. I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth. Okay. Okay. I was not scared at all. I was not afraid. I know you thought I was going to say scared. I was not afraid at all those white folks. And here's something else that you might find interesting. They let you bring a cooler into the Indy 500, so there's lots of drinking going on. And even with these crazy Midwesterners, and a bunch of them look like hillbillies, I ain't going to lie to you. You know, they look like Jethros. They never gave me a bit of grief, nor my little mulatto boy. They didn't say a word to us, did not. It was like, well, okay, big deal, whatever. In fact, they ignored me. I know, big star, right? Kevin Jackson. Come on, everybody knows Kevin Jackson. Kevin Jackson, I'll fuck. Hey, even Kevin Jackson can talk about Kevin Jackson in third person, because it's Kevin Jackson here. Yeah, some of them may have recognized me. I don't know. But whatever they did, they didn't bother me. They didn't bother my little mulatto, my little chip shot, buck shot, chip off the old buck, buckaroo. They didn't bother us. I know, it was shocking, shocking. I almost filmed it, just so, you know, the naysayers, the leftists that like to listen in on the program, we call them trolls, just so they would believe that this is what happened. But let me go back to Sato, Tomuko Sato, Tomuka Sato. So every year, we cut up the little indie drivers. I mean, not metaphorically, we cut off their little head figures and their name and the cars, and you draw, you pay a certain amount of money, in this case, $5 a person. It had gone down from $10 a person or something like that the year before. So we draw, and we drew four drivers. The four drivers that we drew, my kid drew them. So the four drivers we drew were in the top 12 practically the entire race. My odds were amazing. I had a 1-in-3 shot almost the entire race of one of my guys winning. Thought it was going to be Alonzo somebody. I think his last name is Alonzo. And he's a Formula One driver who's a rookie. But long story short, my kid draws it. Who wins but Hakuna Matata, Tomuko Sato wins. So I win $150. Yeah, baby. Yeah, I'm a winner. You're not. That's okay. Don't feel bad, because we're all winners when the Jacksons win over here. We're all winners. Help me pay for one of my tickets. So that's what happened. And speaking of which, I got a ticket on the way home that cost me, miraculously, $150. So I ended up not winning. Yeah, what was I doing? What do you want? Why are you looking at me? What were you doing, Kevin? What do you think I was doing? Mooning, sticking my butt out the window of the car as I was driving down the road? I was speeding. What do you think I was? Come on, guys. What do people get pulled over? I didn't get pulled over because I was, oh, you trying to act like I was running some drugs up from Indiana? What you trying to say? What you trying to say? Yeah, speak, white boy. I want to hear you. Exactly. Speeding. You knew I was speeding. You just wanted me to say it, didn't you? Just, yeah, okay. I was speeding. Got pulled over. Did I get hassled? No. Put my hands up on the steering wheel. Guy comes over. He says, you know what you were doing? I said, speeding? And he says, yeah, I clocked you at 83. It was a 70, 83 and a 70. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah. And so we're chit-chatting, and I'm hoping he's going to recognize me. Like, are you that guy that always talks about cops on the... It wasn't. I told you guys I thought I was on some kind of international registry where I could get away with stuff. Nope. This dude wrote me a ticket, little old racist white cop. No, I'm kidding. He was a cool cat. But he wrote me a ticket. Wrote me a ticket. And, and what was funny, when I see this guy, I passed by another cop who was so well hidden. If that one hadn't gotten me, the other one was going to get me. End of story. Good guy, though. So, anyway, didn't win any money because I ended up giving it to the authorities because, you know, it's $150. For the ticket, 13 miles an hour over the speed limit. Come on. And I was going to ask him, do you have a grace, you know, speed or anything like that? You know, and then if he had said, yeah, we give you 10 miles an hour, then I was going to say, well, hey, listen, I'm black, and you can give me another 4 miles an hour, which means that I'm under the limit, and then try to talk him into it. But I didn't. I just let it go. I didn't want to start no mess. You know what I mean? He got a job to do. Let him do his job. Probably got a quota. Quota of black folks. I don't know if there was a tick mark he could put on the ticket that said, got me a Negro, but he got me. So what was I going to say? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to ruin this man's life over a ticket? Yeah, exactly. I didn't think you would. I thought you would agree to let him off the hook. So I let him off the hook this time. Next time, if I'm in Illinois, I know I said that's funny, but if I'm in Illinois and that guy gives me a ticket, he's in big trouble. He bullied me. I'm going to be talking about bullies when we come back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So as I told you guys, I was, and look, I know you're going, Kevin, are you going to talk some politics? I am talking politics. You're in school right now, whether you know it or not. And I'm talking about the Indy 500, talking about my weekend with family, a family full of leftists, a family full of dysfunction, a black family, for those of you who do not realize that I'm an American of the black persuasion, okay? Just because I talk all proper and I pronounce my G's and my T's at the end of mint and things like that does not mean. And I am not black. I'm black. I'm American and I'm black. And I'm telling you these stories, talking about what happened on my weekend, because that's where the lesson is. See, I went to Indianapolis. You know what happened in Indy? Carrier was saved as a business. And I'm talking to my family, and I'm talking to these leftists that are at this party that I went to as well when I got there. It's a party that happens every single year. And last year, leftists were upset with me because I dare talk about, you know, politics and all that and didn't fall to their nonsense. And this year, you know who came up to me? All the conservatives. They were happy. Kevin, we did it. Trump won. Yeah, we did do it. And you know what? The leftists were at the party, butt hurt, heads hanging down. One guy's a dyed-in-the-wool Chicago leftist, and he's a... You know, comes up to me, shakes hands. I see him every year, shakes my hand. And I didn't gloat like I would normally gloat, but I just looked at him like, yeah, what you got to say? You know, because he said to me the year before, Hillary Clinton would be the next president. I said, hey, man, glad to be here with Hillary Clinton not being the next president. Yeah, I gloated. I was lying. I did. I gloated. And he just looked down, blah, blah, blah. You know what else he's struggling with? His job. That's right. He's struggling with his job. And I told him, fear not, my friend. You have the right person in the White House that can help you with that little thing called a job. And then I reminded him that he had landed in a city who kept its jobs, Carrier. And then he tried to downplay it. Oh, well, Carrier only. I said, hey, let me ask you this question before you get into the job count. How many jobs were they going to lose under Obama? And he looked at me like, I don't have anything to say. I said, you're exactly right. I said, you should be embarrassed. Donald Trump did what Barack Obama said it would take a magic wand to do, and Donald Trump did it with no sweat on his brow. Bink! Oh, I let him have it. You know what? He couldn't say a word. And you know, all he could do, he had this look on his face like, okay, I know you were right. I'll never say it, but I know you were right. And so did our host, the lady who lives there. The husband, staunch conservative. The wife, staunch liberal. She says, I'm a fiscal conservative, Kevin, but I'm a social. And I go, you know what? That is a lie. I said, you're no more socially liberal than any of the conservatives I know. The only thing you do is you brag about your ability to go, boo, look at that's what we need to do to help the little black people and the little brown people and the little midgets and all that. I said, every single day, as you live your very leftist life, you pass by dozens of blacks you could help, and you don't help them. I go, you know what? You end up hurting them. You tell them, continue with your nonsense. I drive up and down 38th Street, which is a major thoroughfare in Indianapolis. It pretty much divides from the rich from the poor. You go one block over on 38th. I think it's to 37th. You go down, and you're getting into the bowels of society. You go blocks over 39th and 40th and 41st, you're amongst millionaires. The Lilly, you ever heard of Eli Lilly? Huge company. They live there. The lady that did Angie's List? She's there. And I could name others. Very, very wealthy. So you're getting a dose of politics as I talk about this, because every one of those leftists, including Sally, I said to our host, I said to Sally, do you have jobs from a company called Carrier in here, in this town? She said, yeah. I said, you want to know how those jobs stayed here, Miss Fiscal Conservative, socially leftist? They stayed here because a businessman kept those jobs here. That's why they're here. That's right. And I said, everything about this town will be better off because those jobs are here. And I said, I don't know how many of those, I told my family, I don't know how many of those jobs got saved for black folks, but I'm sure it was a few. There you have it. But let me tell you about this Indy 500 before we get into Tillerson and something he did, because Tillerson did something really miraculous. I love this guy for this move he made. But I want to talk about the Indy 500, where a B-52 bomber flew over. And man, I gotta tell you, you hear that. If you were in the rice paddies of Vietnam, it was too late. If you heard that bad boy come over, he was dropping some ordnance on you that was just pretty ugly. And I saw that plane fly over, and it almost brings tears to your eyes. Just the ingenuity that we build those types of things and what they had to be used for in order to help this nation. But here's the other thing about the Indy 500. I'm going to get off of this subject, but I want to tell you, they're honoring at the beginning of the military when they load up these vehicles, because every year they bring in new Ford trucks. I think they use Chevys. And they load up, you know, four military people per vehicle, and they probably have, I don't know, 15 of them, 16 of them, and they drive them through the around the track, and you get to honor the military. And they took one truck, and it just flew a flag. I didn't get it on video. They showed it on TV, but I swear it was so cool to see that flag just flop, just waving as that Chevy truck took it at 100 miles an hour down the strip, down the drag, right across from pit row where I was sitting. And it was just amazing. Then they do all other kinds of tributes, you know, talking about Veterans Day. The pastor who invokes the prayer makes no bones about it. You're free. Freedom isn't free. And the people who allow that to happen for you are here, and they've given their lives, and some of them still find themselves in harm's way. It was just an amazing prayer. It is so anti-left that I don't know how you could be a leftist and sit in those stands, because it is so anti-left. Then a military person saying, America the Beautiful, the military band played. Then they had a lady, a black lady from Indianapolis who took over for Florence, what's her face, the lady, the Brady lady, Florence Henderson. And then another guy who's pretty well-known in Indianapolis did the thing for Jim Nabors. But it was such an amazing show of Americana, you know, and an amazing show of sportsmanship and just all of it that I got to tell you, I love going to things like that, that it's like a small little drop of America. And the only place that something like that could occur, folks, is in the Midwest. Can't occur in New York. Can't occur in Chicago. I know that's technically in the Midwest, but it couldn't occur in Chicago because there are too many haters. And the number of people wearing red, white, and blue and flags, I only wish I'd seen more Confederate flags. I could have gone up and shaken their hands and said, hey, congratulations for having the to come out wearing that stuff. But it's just such a cool thing to go to see that side of things, to see it exist. And I hope there were tons of leftists there that understand that they were resoundingly outnumbered. Because that's what it was. Anyway, I'm going to move on because I want to talk about Tillerson. Then the reason why I bring a lot of this stuff up is because the prayer was a Christian prayer. There was nothing that was pandering to the left in any way, shape, or form. Nothing. If they did it, they didn't pander to the right. They just did what America, at the Indy 500, they just do what America's about. There's no need to pander. It is what it is. This is America. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. And those cars were the only thing that made this thing not American this year is the fact that Honda is between Honda and Chevrolet, they do all the engines on the car. And this year, Sato won it, a Japanese guy. Which, for the record, I was pleased for that. More than just because I won the money. Oh, man, I'm still gloating over winning that money. Because if you guys missed the segment, we picked, the drivers out of a bag, and my son picked the right driver. So we won this year. But it wasn't just that. It was the fact that the Indy 500, we in America are so sure of ourselves, we say, bring on all the racers. Sato comes over and races, and he wins. The Japanese, I guarantee you, they were ecstatic. It was like they had exploded a nuclear bomb, at the Indy 500 because Sato won. But you know what? We were pleased. Yeah, there were many people that wanted, what was his name? Castro Neves to win, or Tony Kanaan, and various others. But the fact that Sato won was just a good thing, and nobody really cared. That was what was so cool about it. And the internationalism, and I jokingly said there were only 2,000 other people besides whites, but there were many, many white people besides whites. And again, all getting along, all enjoying a race, all going home to be with loved ones and friends and celebrating a great Memorial Day. We will talk about Tillerson when we get back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can reach us. 24/7, you can grab any clip you want from the show. The entire show is posted there. I'm talking about every single day. If you want to go back for the last 2 years, it's there. You want to look for a segment, it's there. 24/7. You want to listen live, you can do it there. You can listen a lot of other places. You can listen at iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, all kinds of stuff. But this is where you're guaranteed to get the show. And we hope you will. And we hope you download the segments, pass them on to friends, and so on and so forth. I mentioned the, the Americana feeling I had at the Indy 500, but I want to talk about Tillerson. Secretary of State, he refused to host Ramadan at the State Department. Now, I want to remember all the things that the leftists have done to fight religion. They want to remove it from the public square. Ever since the Supreme Court declared in 1948 that we needed separation of church and state, which we don't. But that's what they declared, because that was really the time leftism began to rear its ugly head in America. That was the last time the family meant anything. You go fast forward decade by decade and you see the slow grind of liberalism to the point where it ground all things American practically to a halt. But given that take on religion, why would the State Department host a religious dinner? Especially for an ideology that seeks to turn America into a theocracy by way of Islam and an Islamatopia, if you will. Well, apparently it's because the State Department has done so for almost 20 years. You guys may not be aware of this, but Madeleine Albright started the appeasement of Muslims in 1999. You remember that year. Don't just remember for Prince's song, 2000, party over, it's out of time. You party like it's 1999 is exactly what the leftists did. They started the appeasement of the Muslims by starting the Ramadan dinner in the State Department, but it's never been a mandate. And the State Department wants you to believe that it's something that we have to do. Islam is the new politically correct, and I'm going to call it a religion, of the left. See, the left is okay with that secularism, that barbarism of Muslims, in Islam, because it suits the purpose of offending us. It furthers the liberal goal also of removing Judeo-Christian values from the American public discourse and experience. Let me tell you something. If they could get rid of our feelings about religion, they wouldn't give a crap about Islam. They wouldn't even accept it. They would go, we cannot have religion and blah, blah, blah. They would jump Islam like a duck on a June bug. But the only reason why they don't is because it gives them one more reason to hate us and to go after us. And so Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said, enough is enough. Enough with the obliteration of the founding principles of America. The 2016 election proved that Americans have sickened of the left's politically correct BS. And what they've shown, and this move by Tillerson, yeah, take it for what you want. I'm not going to interpret it for you, but from my perspective, it says, we're not catering to Muslims. You got countries that will cater to you and will come. They will wholly dismiss Christianity in any form. America has a presidential administration that puts America first and our Judeo-Christian values. So the New York Daily News noted this. They said Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has declined a request to host an event to mark Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Two U.S. officials have said, apparently breaking with a bipartisan tradition in place with few exceptions for nearly 20 years. And let me tell you something. If there is anybody on the right who supported this, you've just been outed. You've been outed as a leftist. You're a rhino. They said, since 1999, Republican and Democratic secretaries of state have always hosted either an iftar dinner to break the day's fast during Ramadan, or a reception marking the Eid al-Fitr holiday at the end of the month at the State Department. They've done one or the other. His rejection of the request suggests there are no plans this year for any high-profile Ramadan function at the State Department. Thank goodness. I'm going to stop there to let you give Secretary of State Rex Tillerson an applause. I'm going to do it right now. Way to go. Because that is exactly the stance we should be taking on this thing that they call religion, that I heard a cleric in Australia, a Muslim cleric, for the first time, I'm talking about, I know Dr. Zudi Zasser and others, this guy argued with another guy that's supposed to be a moderate and said, don't you lie to the Australian people about what's happening with Islam and these people who are killing, misinterpreting our holy book in order to do ill, and you're saying nothing. I'm not going to let you get away with it, and we'll play that clip. I'm going to get that clip because that was one of the that was a guy that said, I'm not sitting idly by and allowing this to happen. It was an amazing interview. Islam is not open to American Western values. Now, look, we may differ with the values of leftists. I will tell you this. Don't put me in charge of what to do with pedophiles. Don't put me in charge of what to do with people who would harm old people or, you know, mistreat them or things like this, because I'm going to beat the crap out of them. But we do have Western values that say, Kevin, that's not the right thing to do, right? And that's why I don't want to be in charge, because I'm telling you right now, I'm going to use frontier justice in getting back at these suckers that harm women and children and particularly old people. So I'm going after them. Why do we need to continue to appease the tradition, or I should say the religion? Why do we need to kowtow to this so-called religion that repeatedly, folks, repeatedly attacks and murders Christians and Jews around the globe, and our goal is to say, it's okay, we just want to get along. That's what going along to get along gets you. I'll ask you, we've been doing a Ramadan tradition for 20 years. Have we escalated in the number of attacks by the Muslim terrorists, or are we de-escalating? You answer the question. So no matter what you do, you can appease them. You can say, build more mosques. We'll bring in halal food into the schools. We will foot bath you when you get arrested. We'll give you special accommodations for prayer if you get arrested. That's if we even bother to arrest you. We will let you rape our women. We will let you bugger our children. We will let you blow up our citizens. And, oh, let's continue to celebrate Ramadan in the middle. I won't celebrate Jack. And it's like, I don't know what Wiccans do. I'll give you that. But here, you know, so if they celebrate, go celebrate. But we're never going to have a day for you. And they don't blow anybody up. They don't ask for special treatment. I've never seen a Wiccan go, we need to have our special symbol of witchcraftery. And I don't know what they do, and I'm not saying they're all witches. I know there's Wiccan witches, but they don't believe what the wicked witches believe. Look, that's my point. I don't know enough about it to fill a thimble, and I don't even want to learn. But here's what I can tell you. This country was not founded on Wicca. It wasn't founded on Buddha. And it wasn't founded on Muhammad. It was founded on Judeo-Christian values. The belief in Christ, who was a Jew, and we put him into our Bible, and that's what we founded it on. And whether you agree or you disagree, that's what people founded it on. And that's how we survived, because we believed in something bigger than us, than we. Yeah, you thought I was going to get it wrong. Bigger than us. Bigger than we. That's correct English. So, he said, usually the State Department even boasts attendees from Congress, the Muslim community, leaders and diplomats, senior U.S. officials. The left sees it as part of their diplomatic outreach to Muslim countries and peoples. And I say this, what has it gotten us? Ordinary citizens scratch our head, folks, in confusion at the mental disease known as leftism. Those who seek to appease the people that the Islam calls infidels. Yeah, we're unlawful, is what that means. For those of you who took Latin, you know that. Each new act of terrorism is just more, you know, a pie in the face to America and letting us know, quite frankly, we don't care what you do. We don't care how much outreach you do. All you're doing is showing us that you're weak. The holy book of Islam, the Quran, commands Muslims to wipe every other religion off the face of the planet. And leftists are cool with this. Let me tell you something. After watching what happened at the Indy 500, the dedication to the men and women who strap on a uniform to protect this country, never will I be satisfied with this appeasement of this so-called religion. Do you need a list of the rulings that have removed Judeo-Christian values from the public square? McCollum, 1948, Engel versus Vitale, 1962. I could go on. Enough is enough. No more appeasement.
He won't. won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.